Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. If I remembered how to say good morning in Russian, I would greet you that way because I know how to say hi, which is privyet. I know how to say good, which is хорошо. Very good is очень хорошо. So it is a very good morning. Today it's 7 a.m. on the West Coast. The sun has arisen. It is unbelievably beautiful. Looking at snow-capped mountains, and it's good to be home after being away for 2 weeks on the Oregon coast. This morning I want to talk about, thank you, no, I'm getting, it just disappeared. I'm getting lessons in Russian. So thank you. And if you could, those of you, could be gracious, give me about 10, 12 minutes here, and I'll finish my train of thought, but I want to address something. And then we want to hear from you, get some feedback here. Multiple sources of income. What does that mean? MSIs. I remember Stephen B. Stevens, who has since passed away. His wife, Gisela, is one of our first level leaders. But he used to talk about this in his presentations about Meekin. Multiple sources of income. And we're not just talking about money. What about multiple sources of influence? Larry Hafner, you know, who shared a couple weeks ago, talked about the reason why they got into wellness, he and his wife Pat, was because they wanted to have a really good insurance plan. Not one on paper. We're not talking about finances. But if we set out, if we make the decision, and if we're honest, if we're truly honest, I think a lot of folks, we get caught up in, well, we're not really honest, so we'll mask that area of our life. But if we look at the five pillars, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. If we look at all five of those areas and we're just honest and we say, hey, how do we tweak that? How do we increase to make it better? We don't have to focus on the negativity, but we simply have to be honest. And that's a key here. Not mask the area, but be honest. Summer of 1994, and let me back it up a little bit by saying March of 1994, I had the opportunity to spend a week in Odessa, Ukraine on kind of a scouting mission because I knew I would be leading a team of 40 young people. And it was all broken down in a structure. I was working for an organization at the time. And so many amazing things happened that summer. We had to be quick and adapt and change. The place that I thought we were going to be staying for 2 months ended up falling through. We found a better place, our contacts, Vadim. God bless him because he was such an amazing businessman. And he found us a place at a camp right on the Black Sea. And it was just unbelievable. And as the summer progressed and the weather got warmer, it got even better and better and better. But my takeaways from that trip, and I put a little bit this and I can't journal it all or put it all on paper in an email, but some of the greatest takeaways from that trip are, having already been introduced to Meekin, was multiple sources of influence, multiple sources of things into our lives in those five pillars that we can utilize. And when we're honest and we say, you know, yeah, I understand what Meekin has for me. I've discovered it. Now I'm living it. Now, how do I share it with other people? Well, we have to be honest with our own story, our own journey. Mine, I injured my back. I lived in agony, and I'm being honest, for over a year. I couldn't do a lot of things because of my poor choices. But that summer in Ukraine, when we had days off, we'd go down to the Black Sea, and we found this, several of the guys and I found these piers that went out, and they were probably 20 feet above the water. And we checked it out. We were smart. Okay. Wants to be young and dumb is one, you know, good enough. But we would jump off these piers into the water. We got such amazing pictures, that just fantastic. And it was a real camaraderie of being able to be there and take some time off and be honest again, because I could do that because my back had been fixed for the better from a physical standpoint. As I walked around, again, was there for 2 months and walked around the what they call the Skaya. Skaya is, I think, is Russian for street, but the main street, Deribaskaya in Odessa, was the main street. And there, it was not open for automobiles, so you couldn't drive on it. So it was a very wide street right down the middle, and in and out of shops all the time. But one of the things I came to the knowledge of really quick is it's not just more money that's going to improve this culture. It's going back to the roots of the problem. And again, that's where we, if we want to increase in any area of those five pillars, we have to be honest. And I don't know who said this week, but I wrote it down, and I wrote it on, we get this newsletter in the mail from our historical society. I call it the Hysterical Society because the group of people that run it here in our little town, they are hysterical. And they're wonderful people, and they're building a museum. And their newsletter that they publish quarterly is called Windows to the on the Past. And I wrote right on it, nothing is more irresponsible than remembering the past with a bad memory. And I thought, well, that applies to this five pillars concept of being honest and saying, how do we tweak it? How do we improve it? And one of the greatest things I learned about that 2-month time frame in Ukraine for me was being honest enough to say, okay, I need to tweak this area. My back isn't 100% because of what I'd done three summers earlier and majorly altered. Therefore, I need to prepare. I need to take with me some of the Niken products. We did not have a cocoon back then, but what we did have, focus on what we did have. I had my insoles. I had my back magnet. Back then we called it Kinkoflex. Today it's a MagFlex. And I use these all the time. I slept on that seat cushion. Today, I travel with a Naturest Fit, the twin size, and it fits beautifully on a mattress. And when I make the mistake, like this week, went away for one night, and I did not have it with me, it wasn't good. My body likes the fit. It likes the magnetic, design that's in it. It likes the tourmaline that's in it, and which, again, going back to time in Russian-speaking countries, they use jewels to allow the body to heal. I was exposed to the use of magnets when one of our girls got injured, and we took her to a clinic, and they actually use magnets in the clinic, and I'm going, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So, hey, can I ask a favor real quick? Somebody demuted their line by hitting *6, and you may have done that accidentally, but if that was you, can you double check to make sure line's muted? For the sake of people listening to the recording, it really gets things messed up. And if I can stay on topic here, I want to encourage all of us as we're embarking on a new year. We're still coming into that new year. Most of the people who are resolutionists, those have failed. Most of those resolutions have now failed. But being a person, what I like to call, and I want to put myself in this category, being a revolutionist, is we make a decision and saying, hey, we're going to be honest about the past. We're going to be honest about where we're at right now. And we're going to do whatever it takes to be honest and change the future. I wrote this down. Let me see if I can find it. It's right here. As I was reading this morning, truth revealed is cleansing to the core of our creation. When we reveal the truth and we expose the truth, it's cleansing to the core of our creation. And I was pontificating about a lot of the stuff I was reading, but the core of our creation is to be, again, brutally honest. And if we're willing to be honest, we'll look at all these different areas and say, okay, Niken, when it comes to a multiple source of, and the word infectious usually means bad, but if we could look at it from a positive standpoint, we have all these different technologies and products. And when we use them, it'll be a source of influence in a positive way. When we look at a multiple source of income when it comes to the healthy finances pillar, again, most, especially here in the West, if we're honest, most people say, yeah, that's an area where I need to tweak. Well, look at all the different sources of income that Nikan has. We have money in the bank every Friday, as Nancy Clyde likes to describe it. Nancy is going to Dubai because she set some goals for herself and she earned, she didn't win it, she earned a trip to Dubai, courtesy of Nikan. That's a source of income for her and her husband, David, and they get to go. We've got all these other, you introduce more than two waterfalls in a month and you get bigger payback. That's another source of income. Let's look at it from the mind perspective. A source of income for the mind is taking time every day to plug into infectious, in a good way, calls like this or Zooms. They happen all the time. Monday night, the success stories. Happy Hydration Hour on Thursday night with Barb Satterwhite. Linda Morris on Saturday morning. I'm not up when she does that call at 8 a.m. That's 5 a.m. our time. Well, I'm up, but my brain hasn't started clicking in yet. And there's all these different things. Tuesday morning with Ben Woodward, Monday night with Michael DiMuccio, and there's a whole list. If you don't have the Core Consultants newsletter, get on the newsletter, look at what's going on. Thursday afternoon with Brody Craney. And again, I'm missing a bunch of them, but there's all these things that we can allow to influence our minds. Look at the family pillar. How does Nikan impact that? Well, we're now seeing three generations. My father told me yesterday, he looked right at my older brother and I, and he turns 80, by the way, on Monday. His birthday is Valentine's Day. And he was born in 1942. And he said to us, he said, hey, my plan, my goal is to make it to 90. And we all laughed, and we weren't laughing at him. We went, wow. And I will bring that up on Monday at his birthday party and say, Dad, that's a really healthy goal, to be honest. And he was bragging about how he's dropped a few pounds and he's getting in shape and he's still on the seafood diet. He sees food and he instantly eats it. But again, that's how it's impacting our family, because my parents made the decision to join Nikan, to alter their course. And now it's impacted the next generation, their three sons, and now it's affecting their 10 grandkids because they're using the products. They're using these same principles. And again, we could digress and look at all of them. But when we're honest about the multiple sources of influence, multiple sources of income, multiple sources of insurance, those MSIs in our life, it changes everything. And let me finish with this one thought, and then we're going to all open it up. I'll allow you to chime in here. And if I could ask, just keep your comments on topic. It makes it more fun for the recording. Before I left Ukraine that summer, this was in August of, again, 1994, and I will have some pictures. I literally just got them from one of the people that I was overseas with. She just sent them, and you're going to find them humorous, but I'll get at least one of them posted on the website. Before we left Ukraine, I had the opportunity to sit down and thank people who had been financially investing in me, because I was working for an organization. It was not a paid position. I had to raise my own support, like, you know, doing the Peace Corps. You got to come up with a different source of income, because it's not a job. A lot of internships that people have the opportunity to, it's a journeyman program or a journeywoman program. And so you learn kind of on the go, and it's not, you can't really pay your bills. My goal, being honest with Nikan, when I faxed in that application and when it was processed on December 2nd, 1992, my goal was to generate $500 to $600 a month income. That was my goal. And when I look back at that summer in Ukraine, financially, I didn't know what was about to happen. But I sat down on one of our free days, and we were down in the Black Sea swimming and carrying on. And I still write postcards notoriously today. And I wrote postcards, and I mailed them from Ukraine I have no idea when they were going to reach the people I wrote, but said thank you. But because of Niken, I no longer need your financial support. I really, really appreciate you trusting me, believing in me, and what I was doing the last few years. But I don't need your financial support anymore. But so thank you. Please divert that and give it to somebody else. I did not know that a couple weeks later, and this is the art of sowing and reaping, that we have to make a decision. I did not know that the third person that we're working with, the compensation plan is completely different today, but the third person that we were helping, that we were training, would go silver that month, and then I would go gold. And then again, financial increase. But I knew that I'd more than met my goal, and it wasn't always, you know, as high as I wanted it to be each month because it changes. But fast forward to today, we're still way, way surpassed that original goal of $500 to $600 a month. Now, you have to understand, that's all I needed. That's all I felt at the time that I would need. I definitely need more than that. But we have multiple sources of not just income, but influence and insurance because of what Niken has provided for us. But it's the concept, again, of having MSIs out there. And so I want to encourage everyone, and this is where I'm going to open up the line. If there's an area where Niken has allowed you to see, hey, this is what I'm doing, and this is the results we're already seeing. We're seeing this constantly. And again, I'm not just talking about building a Niken business, but we're seeing it constantly in so many other areas that because of humans being more, and that's the one thing I left out, sorry, I want to throw this in here as well. We started that trip with those 40 young people, my co-leader and I, Debbie. We sat down and I said, this is what I think is vital to share with these young people before we have this experience. We need to get them centered and have them have a better understanding of the relationships of what they're bringing from the past. Again, nothing is more irresponsible than remembering the past with a bad memory. And so we did aspects of the humans being more training outside at this camp where we were staying, and it was unbelievable. Get them to say, okay, I need to be honest, that yeah, I had a bad childhood or I had a bad experience before I even came on this trip with my dad, something that was said. And that, I truly believe, what I learned from Niken, this Japanese wellness company, allowed me to have an amazing 2 months in a foreign land. So let's open it up for a few minutes anyways. And you know who you are, who wants to chime in here, and thoughts on this subject. It's not on the main thing. So thoughts. I could call on a few of you. Hit star 6 and chime in. Having MSIs, multiple sources of, you pick the letter I in any one of those 5 pillars.
Hi, Vance, this is Elaine. You can hear me now?
Good morning, Elaine, and thank you for that tidbit in speaking Russian.
You're welcome. Dobre utro to you also. So when we got a Niken, I'm a teacher. My family are teachers. My husband was a professor. We're all in academia. We knew nothing about business. And I feel like pretty much everything I have ever learned about business has come because of Niken. I had no idea that that would be part of my training. But one of the tidbits that I learned that I tend to remember every week is one of the leaders, and it may have been Dave Rolf, said that there was a study done of leaders who earned a lot of money, and they were trying to find what the similarity was. You know, was it race? Was it age? Was it experience? And in that particular study, they found one thing And that one thing was that leaders made decisions quickly. When they understood, for instance, what Nikan had to offer, they didn't dilly-dally around for weeks or months. They said, wow, I'm in. And, you know, and that has influenced me in certainly more areas than Nikan. It's something I remember all the time.
You know, and Elaine, you and I, we've had many conversations about this topic when it comes to, again, any one of those five pillars. And I really appreciate you bringing that up because we get to be people of decision. And, you know, the only thing that really separates those who have and those who have not is because the people who have made a decision and decided. That was one of Stacy and I's experience this week. 3 years ago, I made a life cycle, a vision board, we call them all different things, a goal chart, and I put on there Moscow together. And those who are part of the I Can Attitude crew, I've talked about this many times. We got to this week, Stacy and I, we didn't travel to Moscow, Idaho. We didn't travel to Moscow, Russia. Okay. Number one, it's cold in Moscow, Idaho. It's cold in Moscow, Russia right now. And it's a little bit volatile. Okay. But we got to see a Broadway show called Anastasia. And we've had tickets for 2 years. Stacy bought these tickets 2 years ago, but because of COVID, it kept getting canceled and postponed. We got to see it, and we stayed downtown and got a hotel, and it was free because we had points. And it was just so much fun to see a story that came out of Russia. Okay, this whole, you know, and if you're not familiar with the story, you can look it up. The story, the Romanov family, and they were like the last czars of Russia before it changed. But we got to experience that. But I truly believe, because I put it on paper, I made a decision that, hey, this is something I want, that we want to do. And it was just, it was phenomenal. It was just, and she tapped me like 3 minutes into the show. And she says, husband, did you see what it? I said, wife, I got it. All they had to do was put the date. Because I'm not a history buff, but I do read a little bit. All they had to do was put the date up on the backdrop on the screen, and I knew exactly what – because I knew nothing about the play. I knew nothing about the storyline.
Oh, it's cool.
I literally went – I had never seen a trailer. I'd never seen the cartoon version of Anastasia. I knew nothing about it. But I knew enough about history. Why? My great-grandmother was German, living inside of Russia – when this story took place. And she and her parents, they immigrated, went through Ellis Island, you know, New York Harbor, the whole nine yards. That's part of my history.
Wow.
And I thought,
you know, Vance, I love it how you take anything that we think or say and you make it better. When you just said, we are people of decision. I love that. Thank you.
Well, because... I get to see people who make poor decisions on a regular basis. When people call 911, they're usually in a panic, all right? Oh my goodness, I won't go into all the stories. They're not stupid people. There's no such thing as a stupid person. They don't know what else to do. And I get it. I get it. And it's very entertaining for me after the call is done, after we've responded, after we brought help. But we get to be proactive and be people of decision. Elaine, thank you. Anyone else want to chime in here? I know there's others. And see, I used to be dreadfully fearful of dead air, and I'm not. Okay, well, it looks like it's go ahead.
Janice?
Go for it.
This is Janice. The other part of that I don't think you said all of it was that people, successful people are quick to make decisions and slow to change their mind. And people who won't make decisions are slow to make decisions and quickly change their mind.
Yep. We see that time and time and time again. And if you say, Janice, can you say that again? Because there's probably people who have never heard that.
Yeah. People who are successful are quick to make decisions and slow to change their mind. Where people who can't make decisions are slow to make a decision and then quickly change their mind. Oh, I probably made a mistake, you know. And so we're committed people, you know. We've made a commitment to our lives to multiple sources of income. You said it, you know. And I've studied that and worked with that through T. Harv Eker, you know, in the Millionaire Mind Institute, and you know, just all sorts of places that take me to delightful places to learn more and achieve more and visit with more people and just, you know, just get more and more comfortable with all of that, talking to strangers, whatever, you know, just getting self-assured, I think is the word. And then out of that, I love my life, and I'm the only life that I can love. So that's important to me. Thank you.
Janice, no, thank you, because that it's so true. And that was one of the other points that before I left Odessa, Ukraine, into that summer, and we had the group, we had the most dreadful journey home. I mean, you can't, when you have a layover in Moscow, and you literally get to watch your plane that you're supposed to be on take off and leave you. And I knew more Russian back then. We got to our gate. We had 2 hours, but the pilot had already decided he was probably drunk. Okay. Cause I've been on planes, on Aeroflot airline planes where literally, the pilot and the crew are drunk. And I'm not typecasting. I'm just stating the fact. And he left. He literally left us. I could hear in Russian him arguing with the tower. He says, nope, on an international flight, they're supposed to be here 2.5 hours in advance. They were not here. I said, but we're here. We had a connection issue. We're here. He left us. I mean, and it took us an extra day and a half to get back to the States. But one of the greatest things that I had the opportunity to do, my mindset shifted when I was there, because a lot of times you go to a country that's not quite as developed as the United States, or you go into an area, even in a city where we live, and you think, well, they just need more money. If we just put an influx of money in here. No, what they needed more of was a better mindset. And still today, when we have, as Janice and Elaine just pointed out, when we make decisions, and say, you know, that's an area that we need to fix. And rather than put a Band-Aid on it, let's do some surgery here and let's change that. Let's really change that. And that's where when it starts happening. And it's not just saying, well, I need to prospect more. I need to tell more people about Nikan. I need to share my story more. No, you can do that. But it's really actually when having a conversation, it's listening to the other person and finding out what their needs are. They may not need a product at all. Maybe physically, they're doing phenomenal. Maybe they need a healthy mind shift, or maybe their family needs something that Nikan can offer. That's why the Humans Being More classes, all these other things, Seiko Kai, get people plugged into these Zooms and say, hey, do you have a couple hours? Because we've got one of these coming up. Hey, why don't you hear some of these success stories? And again, we can utilize and tap into this stuff. And that's one of the many blessings of COVID. Hello? Is we get to plug people into these things and they don't even have to leave the comfort of their home. Again, I don't like it. I like in-person gatherings. But because of technology, we can use these tools and we can plug people into these better mindsets. So, again, thank you. Thank you, Janice, for being bold. Thank you, Elaine, for being bold. I so appreciate this. You two ladies have been a huge, one of the many multiple sources of influence in my life. is growing from other people. So I appreciate it greatly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we post all these recordings. And, you know, if you like what you heard, share the link with friends. And
I look forward to hearing from everybody. Ciao for now.